Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Evolution of Cooperation is Robert Axelrod and one of the central works in modern game theory, political science, and evolutionary social science. Originally published in 1984, the book asks how cooperation can emerge among self-interested actors when no central authority forces them to cooperate. Axelrod builds his answer around the repeated prisoner's dilemma, a model in which each participant can gain by exploiting the other in a single round. Yet both can do better over time through mutual restraint, drawing on computer tournaments, evolutionary reasoning, and examples from social and biological settings. Axelrod argues that cooperation can become stable when actors meet repeatedly, remember past behavior, and can reward or punish accordingly. The book is not a general celebration of goodwill. Its purpose is analytical to identify the conditions under which cooperative behavior is rational, adaptive, and resilient, even in competitive environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, repeated interaction changes the logic of self-interest. Axelrod begins from the tension at the heart of the prisoner's dilemma in a single encounter. Defection is tempting because it offers an immediate advantage, especially if the other side cooperates. The crucial shift comes when the same actors expect to meet again. Future consequences alter the payoff structure, because today, defection can invite tomorrow retaliation. Axelrod calls attention to the shadow of the future, meaning the degree to which later interactions matter in present decisions. If that shadow is long enough, cooperation becomes more than moral preference. It becomes a practical strategy for preserving future gains. This insight is important because it explains why cooperation may arise without trust at the beginning and without an external enforcer. The participants do not need to be altruists. They need a setting where behavior is observable, reputational memory exists, and future encounters are likely. The book, therefore, reframes cooperation as a property of relationships over time, rather than a fixed trait of individuals. Secondly, tit-for-tat succeeds through clarity. Reciprocity and restraint. The most famous part of the book is Axelrod's computer tournament for repeated prisoners' dilemma strategies. Participants submitted rules for deciding whether to cooperate or defect across many rounds. The unexpectedly successful strategy was tit-for-tat, which cooperates on the first move and then copies the other player's previous move. Its strength lies not in complexity, but in disciplined simplicity. It is nice because it does not defect first, retaliatory because it answers defection immediately, forgiving because it returns to cooperation after the other side does, and clear because opponents can quickly understand how it behaves. These qualities make it difficult to exploit for long while still leaving the door open to restored cooperation. Axelrod emphasizes that successful cooperation is not passive kindness. A strategy that never retaliates invites exploitation, while one that retaliates endlessly can trap both sides in destructive cycles. Tit-for-tat works because it balances deterrence with repair, giving the other side a visible incentive to resume cooperative behavior. Thirdly, cooperation can spread through evolutionary selection. Axelrod extends the tournament results into an evolutionary argument. Strategies can be imagined as populations that gain or lose representation depending on how well they perform against others. In this framework, a cooperative strategy does not need to defeat every opponent in every isolated encounter. It must generate enough cumulative payoff to survive and reproduce within a population of competing strategies. The analysis shows why mutual cooperation can be robust once it becomes established. Cooperative strategies earn high returns when interacting with similar strategies, while exploitative strategies often damage the relationships from which they might have benefited. Axelrod also considers the harder problem of invasion, where cooperation must gain a foothold in a world dominated by defection. Clustering becomes important here. If cooperative actors interact with one another often enough, they can create protected pockets of mutual benefit that eventually outperform less cooperative patterns. This gives the book a distinctive evolutionary dimension, connecting individual decisions to population-level change without assuming that actors consciously design society. Fourthly, real-world cooperation depends on signals, routines, and mutual discipline, although the formal model is abstract. Axelrod uses real-world examples to show why its mechanisms matter outside mathematics. One of the best-known examples is the informal live and let live pattern that developed in parts of the Western Front during the First World War, where opposing soldiers sometimes reduce lethal aggression through predictable restraint, localized retaliation, and tacit understandings. And the example matters because it shows cooperation emerging under conditions that were officially hostile and morally complex, not merely among friends or allies. Axelrod uses such cases to underline the importance of recognizable behavior. Cooperation is easier when actors can distinguish accidental harm from intentional defection, when responses are proportionate, and when routines make expectations stable. These examples also prevent the book from being only a technical exercise. The same logic can illuminate diplomacy, organizational behavior, biological interaction, and repeated rivalry. Axelrod does not claim that all conflict can be solved by simple rules, but he shows that even adversaries may develop order when interaction is repeated and responses are intelligible. Lastly, the model reveals both design principles and limits. A major value of the book is that it translates game-theoretic findings into design principles for sustaining cooperation, increase the likelihood of future interaction, make behavior observable, reduce ambiguity, reward cooperation, and respond to defection in a measured way. These principles are relevant to workplaces, alliances, markets, communities, and policy settings where short-term opportunism can damage long-term value. At the same time, Axelrod's framework has clear limits. The repeated prisoner's dilemma works best when the same actors interact repeatedly and can identify one another's actions. It is less complete as an explanation for cooperation in large anonymous groups, one-off exchanges, or environments filled with noise and misperception. Later work in cooperation theory has explored modifications such as more generous or contrite versions of reciprocal strategies under conditions of error. These limits do not weaken the book's central contribution. They clarify its domain. Axelrod offers a powerful account of reciprocity-based cooperation, especially where memory, repeated contact, and strategic feedback shape behavior. In conclusion, the evolution of cooperation is most useful for readers who want a rigorous but accessible explanation of how cooperative order can arise without relying on idealized virtue or central command. Students of political science, economics, sociology, evolutionary biology, international relations, organizational behavior, and public policy will find it especially valuable. Practitioners who manage teams, negotiate repeated relationships, or design institutional incentives can also benefit from its practical logic. Cooperation is easier to sustain when future interaction matters, actions are visible, retaliation is limited, and forgiveness remains possible. The book stands out from many works on cooperation because it combines a precise formal model with empirical imagination. It does not simply argue that cooperation is good, nor does it reduce human behavior to selfish calculation. Instead, it shows how strategic conditions can make cooperation adaptive for self-interested actors. Compared with broader popular books on trust or collaboration, Axelrod's work is narrower but more durable because its claims are tied to a clear mechanism. Its lasting importance comes from this disciplined scope. It explains a specific pathway by which reciprocity, memory, and repeated interaction can turn competition into stable mutual benefit. If you would like to support Robert Axelrod, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.